I missed the number. That was wonderful. Well, I'm excited to be here. It's great to see everyone that came out. And one of the great things about my mission is when someone asks me where I'm going, it's a trick question. Because I went to Mongolia and Washington. And Mongolia actually isn't a city in Washington. It's an actual country. So before I was leaving, I was talking to my dad, and I was saying, hey, Dad, in Mongolia, we're going to be teaching English as English teachers. Can you help me with the language? And he said, I don't speak any Mongolian. I said, no, I meant with English, Dad. So it's wonderful to serve a mission like Troy said. I remember talking to him in the MPC, and it seemed to me that he was fluent in Spanish before I even got there at the MPC. So the Mongolian church is progressing well. It's fairly new there. The first missionaries went in 1992, and since then I was able to witness the first stake organized there, and also the Doctrine and Covenants was translated, and it's amazing to see the light of the people's eyes and how excited they are to learn new things and to fully live the gospel and receive all the blessings in their life. So the bishop asked me to talk about obedience, so I guess I'll follow that. And there's a lot of different rules of obedience, or like levels, I guess you could say, reasons why we choose to obey. And some of those are, first, we're obedient because we want a blessing. Second, maybe we fear that we'll lose the blessing. Third is simply out of duty. And the fourth reason to be obedient is because of the love that we have for the person that's asked us to do it. And I think it's the easiest one for me to understand is when we're obedient, we receive a blessing. And in the Book of Mormon, Lehi was teaching his two sons in Nephi, so I guess all three. And he said, and if it so be that they shall keep his commandments, they shall be blessed upon the face of this land, and there shall be none to molest them, nor to take the land of their inheritance, and they shall dwell safely forever. So when we're obedient to the laws of God and keep his commandments, God has a blessing promised to us in return for each act of obedience. And it may be that we say our prayers daily, or that we partake of the sacrament and church, obey the word of wisdom. These commandments help us have the Spirit of the Lord with us, and those are the blessings that come from it. And in one of my areas, I won't tell you where, you just have to guess where I was between the two missions that I was serving in. And one of my first companions taught me was, if we work hard and continue to go forward, the Lord will bless us. And this happened to be in a different area from what I mentioned. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. We had visa problems that kept us from going to Mongolia at the appointed time that we were supposed to. So I served in Atlanta for 3 weeks, and this was my companion. He taught me how to track. And the area there was somewhat slow, so we went out tracking. And it was, you know, about 2 weeks, we just been knocking everywhere, and nothing was happening. It was a little discouraging. I thought, well, man, I have to do this for 2 years. But I soon learned that the Lord truly does bless and reward those acts of diligence. And I remember this one street is in a town named Lafette, and you know, the first store we went to, there's five people outside, and they all wanted to listen. And we gave them a Book of Mormon. They were so excited to learn, and one of them actually read half the Book of Mormon and wanted to come to church that Sunday. So we're like, we continued on tracking. We had a few hours left, and it was actually a few houses down. We got in another house. We're so surprised that we didn't know exactly what was going on, but we taught the first lesson there, and that was a wonderful experience. And also the next door, they let us in as well. And at this point, we were pretty grateful for the success the Lord has already given us. And it wasn't much later that we knocked on a door. It was a Hispanic family. One of them could translate for the other three in there. And we saw four people there across the street. Six Hispanic people were asking for copies of the Book of Mormon. And the last house we knocked on, we shared a message. They had a recent death in the family, and they were willing to look for answers and for comfort. And so I know that the Lord truly did bless us in that act of obedience to continue to be diligent and to work hard. And the next thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is the fear of maybe losing a blessing in the positive sense. If we don't pay our tithing, we don't get the return. And I've found in my life, and a lot of people say this, you can't afford not to pay tithing because of the blessings that come from it. And one of the things that motivated me to talk to everyone is that in the scriptures, the Lord tells us that we need to open our mouths and to speak, and the words will come to us. And on the plane ride to Mongolia, we're going from Korea to Mongolia, and I had the chance to sit next to a native Mongolian, and I was pretty excited about that. We spent about 3 months studying this language that we had no idea if anyone would actually understand this or if they were just kidding us in the NPC, like, how are you going to learn this? And I got to sit by her, and she knew English fairly well. And as I was talking to her, she asked me, well, doesn't your church not drink coffee and tea? And I was like, yeah. And I explained to her a little bit about the church, and I taught her a little bit about the Book of Mormon and things that I had learned how to say, you know. And so that went well, and later we started exchanging words a little bit, getting strawberries on the seat next to her. So I was like, well, what's the word for strawberry in Mongolian? And she'd write it down. And that went on. I wrote books and like ruler and scissors, and then she'd write it in Mongolian. So she got confused on the scissors part, and this is where I learned how marvelous Mongolian people are. They tell you straight up. And I learned that scissors isn't spelled with two Z's. It actually has two S's in it. And it was humbling for me to learn from a Mongolian that lesson. So I like the quote by someone that said, "It is better to obey commandments because we fear punishment than to not obey them at all. But we will be much happier if we obey God because we love Him and want to obey Him." So, another commandment that if you obey, great blessings come is the commandment of the weekly, monthly fast. And the fear on that one is that, you know, you could break it at any time. You go down the hall and there's the drinking fountain and you accidentally take a drink. You're like, oh no. But the principle of fasting, I truly learned how powerful it really is. There was this woman, her name was Nina, and her son were going to church regularly. Her son was baptized, and she wanted to be baptized as well, but they found out that she hadn't received her marriage certificate. And so years passed, and her husband wouldn't agree to get one. He was kind of a drunk, and he kicked us out occasionally when we stopped over there. But she truly wanted to be baptized, and about 3 years passed, and it's about the time that I met her. She explained her situation, and my companion and I decided to fast for her. And we put time aside, and we started our fast, and we were determined to do the full 24 hours so that it could, you know, mean something, and also that the Lord would know that we're willing to sacrifice. And I think around this time, the Mongolian food started to look a lot better, and I got a lot hungrier. And it's probably the most difficult fast I've done in my life. And I soon learned why. those temptations were there. After that fast ended, Nina was able to get her marriage certificate, not just about a week later, and then later was able to be baptized. And the coolest thing about it was her son was now 17 and was able to baptize her. So I know that when we keep the commandments and also principles like fasting, if we're truly serious about it, the Lord in return blesses us. There's also the scripture in Doctrine and Covenants that reads, and I'll open it up here, DMC 58:31. And this is the Lord telling us that if we don't keep the commandments, it's not His fault, but it's ours. He says, "Who am I that made man, saith the Lord, that will not hold him guiltless, that obeys not my commandments? Who am I, saith the Lord, that have promised and have not fulfilled? I have commanded men, I command and men obey not. I revoke and they receive not the blessing. Then they say in their hearts, this is not the work of the Lord, for his promises are not fulfilled. So woe unto such, for their reward lurketh beneath and not from above." So on these levels of obedience, there's the first two that I think all of us fall into a few times, and that's not a bad thing. And I think what we should strive for or continually to work towards is the levels of obedience that we do it out of an act of duty or out of the act of love. And there's a quote by Joseph Smith that says, "When the Lord commands, do it." And that's something I've tried to live by. When you don't feel like doing something, just that's about the time when you should go out and do it. And that was somewhat of where the struggle for me came on my mission. The language of Mongolian was really difficult for me to learn. And I knew I've been called as a missionary. It was my duty to teach the people, and I really wanted to share how I felt, but it was hard to explain things. And especially when they would talk back, it was hard to understand them. And I remember working so hard and praying really hard that the Lord would help me learn and to communicate and share my testimony with these people. And at the times when I thought I couldn't go further or was about to give up, that's when I felt a peace or a warm feeling. And the Lord really blessed me and helped me to experience the gift of tongues, and the language would come easier. And those times I recognized that it wasn't me learning a foreign language, it was the Lord helping me and using me as a tool in His hands. And so when we do all we can to fulfill our duty, to do what the Lord has asked of us, He's promised in return that He'll help us accomplish that. And I truly know that the Lord does do that. He fulfills His promises, and we can trust in His hand to guide us and lead us. Now, there's the act of love, and I think Jesus Christ was the perfect example. In the book of John, he talks about how he came to do the will of the Father. And he said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Jesus Christ had his free agency. He didn't have to come down, and he didn't have to suffer for it. But I believe and I know that he did it because he loved us, and he wanted what was best for us. And with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ working together, all of us have that chance to return back to Heavenly Father and to bask in their love. And through obedience to the gospel and through living its principles, we can receive all the blessings that Heavenly Father has for us and wants to bestow upon us. And I truly learned the love of the people in Mongolia and also Washington. It's amazing how when you serve someone, that love develops more in you than I think they even realize. And the people I was able to work with taught me so much, and my companions as well. and all the leaders in my mission were inspirations to me, and I always strive to become more like them and also to be more like my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know that through study of the scriptures, we can learn the knowledge that helps us to be more obedient to God's commandments. I truly know that Christ lives and He loves us, and that Heavenly Father has made a plan for all of us, and we can learn it through the Book of Mormon and through coming to church and all the things, all the commandments God has asked us to do. These things will help us to become more like Him and have more peace and happiness in this life. I'm grateful to you for my family and all the support that they gave me throughout my mission, and I'm grateful to you for my friends. And I'm grateful that my dad was able to help me with English a little bit. It turned out that I needed it a lot more than I thought. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.